Welcome to the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin. Joining me is Dr. Christopher J. Arnush of the Zuckerberg Institute for Water Research at Israel's Ben-Gurion University of the Negev. Dr. Arnush, you were involved in efforts together with researchers at Rice University in Houston to convert water filters for use in cleansing the air of particles carrying the coronavirus. What were these filters designed to trap in water, and what needed to be done to convert them to trap airborne particles?
First of all, thanks for the invitation to discuss laser-induced graphene and its potential. Researchers at Rice University invented the process, and then we at Ben-Gurion University, together with Rice, developed the process and water filtration materials. We saw that these graphene filters had both bacterial and virus-killing effects. So it's just a matter of tuning the pore size and design to get effective air filters. Actually, it was the Rice researchers that showed that mid-2019, almost prophetically, in advance to the situation we are seeing now.
It said there is an important cost-effectiveness in these filters.
The cost-effectiveness is found in the simplicity of the fabrication process. It's a one-step process using off-the-shelf available technology and very environmentally friendly. No solvents or toxic materials are needed. Also, what we are seeing now is that it takes a lot less effort to pass air through them compared with other filtration materials, and this lowers the running costs.
You are listening to Dr. Christopher J. Arnush of the Zuckerberg Institute for Water Research at Israel's Ben-Gurion University of the Negev. What are the immediate applications? Air conditioning systems, airliners, underground military bunkers?
Yes, heating, ventilation, air conditioning might all become more effective at filtering harmful particles and creating safe spaces. Also, you can think of many places that can benefit, such as air filtration in cars, taxis, buses, subways, but also restaurants, movie theaters, shopping malls, office buildings.
Going forward, what else can they be used for? Something tells me that with this pandemic, innovation has moved front and center.
The material itself at this point seems so versatile with its antimicrobial and electrical properties, combined with the simplicity of fabrication. So I believe it might have far-reaching applications from medical devices and electronics to other environmental applications such as water technology.
Dr. Christopher J. Arnush, thank you for joining me at the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin.